This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. government services would be disrupted and hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed without pay if the U.S. Congress fails to provide funding for the fiscal year starting October 1st. Workers deemed essential would remain on the job, but without pay. The Ukrainian government wants to spend more than $1 billion on drones for its war with Russia. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamez.
Whether used for reconnaissance, dropping bombs, or self-exploding on impact, drones save money and soldiers' lives. A soldier with the drone unit, who goes by the call sign STEM, tells the AP, "Now it's a war of drones and artillery, because you can't win this war with ordinary machine guns." STEM adds, "They save lives because you don't need to make direct contact." Ukraine's Minister for Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, says the government is committed to building a state-of-the-art army of drones. The country has already trained more than 10,000 new drone pilots this year. I'm Karen Chamas.
France will end its military presence in Niger following the July coup. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
President Emmanuel Macron says France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country now that its democratically elected president has been deposed in a coup. France has maintained some 1,500 troops in Niger since the July coup and refused a request by the new junta for its ambassador to leave. But with tensions mounting, Macron says he told the ousted president Mohamed Bazoum on Sunday, quote, "France has decided to bring back its ambassador, and in the coming hours, our ambassador and several diplomats will return to France." He also says France is ending its military cooperation with Niger. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, jamming the road to Armenia after their decades-old separatist state was defeated by Azerbaijan in a lightning-fast military operation. The Armenian leadership told media they feared persecution if they stayed. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been moved to a new jail with better facilities near the national capital, Islamabad, after a court order, his lawyer said Monday. Khan was jailed in August in connection with a corruption case. A court suspended his prison term weeks later, but a prior order for him to be remanded in custody in a case related to charges of leaking state secrets prevented his release. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Africa this week, his first visit to the continent since becoming defense secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has more from his first stop, Djibouti.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Somali forces have made impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab.
They've made more progress in the last year than was made in the previous 5 years.
Austin met with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti on Sunday as part of his first visit to the African continent as defense secretary. Earlier, Austin met with the Djiboutian president and defense minister. He thanked them for hosting the United States' primary base in Africa, Camp Lemonnier, which has about 5,000 U.S. military personnel. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
Next stop for Austin, Kenya. A new poll finds more Americans suspect climate change as a culprit behind extreme weather. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Drought, extreme heat, severe storms, wildfires, and flooding. About 87% of Americans say they've experienced at least one extreme weather event in the past 5 years, up from 79% back in April. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. This summer's heat waves may be behind it. 74% of Americans say they've been hit by extreme heat in the past 5 years, up 20% from the spring, with 92% of those respondents noting this summer's high temperatures. More Americans, 64%, also say they believe climate change was at least in part behind the extreme weather they experienced. That's up from 54% in April. This summer was the hottest ever measured in the Northern Hemisphere, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Taliban are creating a large-scale camera surveillance network for Afghan cities, an Interior Ministry spokesman told Reuters, as authorities seek to supplement thousands of cameras already across the capital. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.